So first of all, just how are you feeling about the performance tonight? Are you looking forward to it?
So excited. I'm incredibly nervous, actually. We haven't played a show in a year, so normally I get a little nervous because it's Hogmanay, you know, I want everyone to have the best night ever. Just my nerves are slightly higher than normal, but I'm so excited. I absolutely can't wait.
I'm sure as well, being in Scotland at home, all those fans from where, you know, it all began will be there supporting you, so no need to worry.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, I mean, the fans up here are incredible anyway, and the beautiful thing Hogmanay is just people come from all around the world, and it's just such a kind of multicultural event, and I think that's... It's an honour to be a Scottish band playing at it. You know, we get the chance to tour the world quite a lot, and Hogmanay in Edinburgh is very renowned. And just when you're standing playing in front of the castle, it's just, there's nothing quite like it. You know, I mean, it's absolutely stunning. So I hope everyone has as good a time as we do tonight.
You've been all over the world. You'll have played at all sorts of gigs. But what's the appeal in ones like this?
I think, well, it was only a gig that could get us out of kind of hibernation this year for a start, so we immediately were dying to do the show. So, I mean, I don't know if that kind of shows how much that we value it, but there's just the people, you know, like something about Scotland at New Year, you know, obviously we're all very aware, every Hogmanay growing up, you know, it's just an event in Scotland, you know, no matter in the smallest village, in the biggest city, you know, it's just an event. And it's, I think Scotland's kind of made Hogmanay its own as well, I have to say, and just Edinburgh, the view of the city is phenomenal. The entertainment is unbelievable. and just people are just... The spirit of people, I think, in Edinburgh at this time of year is amazing. And even today, walking round and about, you know, it's just, you just see happiness and joy in people's eyes. And I think especially after a tough year for certain, you know, for the world in general, I just think it's important that everyone blows off some steam. And I think on the looks of people's faces out there, it's just going to be as special as it should be, you know.
I know you've been in LA earlier this year. Yeah. I mean, working on some stuff. What does 2016 hold for the band? What can fans get excited about?
Well, hopefully they can get excited about the new record. We're about halfway through. We go back to LA on Monday for another 4 weeks just to finish it off. And then, and this is kind of the start. This is us kind of coming out of hibernation properly. So it's so we'll play a show and we'll probably be exhausted tonight because we'll be so excited and the adrenaline will be mental. And then we're just going to play shows, release an album and just get on the road again. And we'll be coming to a town or a city near you, wherever you are soon. You know, it's part of who we are as a band, touring, and it's been strange to not tour this year, but I think it was a good move. You know, it's just going to recharge us, and hopefully people have missed us as well.
Come back refreshed.
Exactly.
And you say there, you know, working on new stuff. Will you play anything of that tonight, or will it be old classics? What kind of...
It's mostly... Most of the classics, and, but we're going to play one new song tonight. Just it would just feel wrong not to, you know. We've taken a bit of time off, and this is the start of our next kind of chapter of our band, and we want everyone to have the best party night that they've ever had. But we want to play a new song, so there'll be about 3 minutes of people going, "Oh, I don't know this one," and then we'll come back in with one, you know.